WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
Yo, 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 what is up, beautiful people? It is Friday. Can you believe that? Friday, yes, the end of the week is here. It is July 10th, 2015, and you are tuned into Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870. I'm ecstatic about today's show because we got a hot one in store for all of you, okay? We'll be inviting not one, but two guests. First, I'll be chatting with Mateen Cleave, CBS, Fox Sports Detroit, Sirius XM, basketball analyst, former MSU hoop great, and founder of the One Goal, One Passion Summer Basketball Camp. Mateen Cleave will be joining me in just a sec. You do not want to miss that. And we'll also have DeAndre Carter, motivational speaker and now author of Demand Greatness, Success is Yours. DeAndre will join me live in studio to talk about his new piece of work. You don't want to miss that. We'll also have Reflection Friday on tap for you, as well as talk about Braxton Miller claiming that he is the best player in college football. And guess what? We'll take your calls. That's right. All the way up until 2 o'clock, you can call in and voice your thoughts on anything that we discuss right here on the show. You know that number. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. 9527. But hey, without further ado, let's get this party started like we always do. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners for this July 10th. Michigan State forward Denzel Valentine is one of 16 selected as finalists for the U.S. team in the Pan American Games to be played in Toronto from July 21st to the 25th. Now, the roster, which started at 21 players, will be whittled down to just 12 by Sunday. Other players include Wichita State's Fred Van Vliet, Wisconsin's Nigel Hayes, Ryan Hollins of the Sacramento Kings, and former Detroit Piston Damian Wilkins. How about that? Good luck to Denzel Valentine. All right, with an overwhelming second-half performance, the World University Games team, led by Michigan State women's basketball player Ariel Powers, reached the semifinals with an 84-43 win over Hungary on Thursday. Now, with the win, Team USA remains undefeated overall and is 4-0. In the game against Hungary, Powers scored 8 points with 3 assists, 2 rebounds, and 2 steals. She also added a block shot in her 60 minutes of action, I should say. The four was perfect, 4-4 from the charity stripe. Powers has scored in double digits in 3 of the 4 World University Games. She is averaging 14.3 points, 5 rebounds per game. All right, Central Michigan University announced this morning that starting cornerback Brandon Greer has been dismissed from the program. Now, Greer has been in Isabella County jail for allegedly assaulting and attempting to kidnap a Mount Pleasant woman on Wednesday, according to the Mount Pleasant Morning Sun. Now, CMU declined further comment, citing the ongoing criminal investigation. All right, Ohio State's Braxton Miller has endured 2 shoulder surgeries, missed the entire 2014 season, and is mired in a quarterback controversy. But he said on Thursday, he remains one of college football's best. This is a direct quote. Quote, as it stands now, I know I am the best athlete in college football. This is what he told the Columbus Dispatch. He goes on to say, if any competition wants to come my way, I've just got to be smart about things and just stay looking forward. All right, David Price tossed 8 strong innings and was backed by 3 RBIs from Ian Kinsler to lift the Detroit Tigers to a 4-2 win over the Minnesota Twins on Thursday night at Target Field. The win helped the D move to 1.5 games behind second-place Minnesota in the American League Central as the Tigers are 8-2 against the Twins this year. Now, Justin Verlander, JV, looks for his first win of the season on Friday in just his 5th start. Verlander was rocked by the Toronto Blue Jays the last time out, if you remember, giving up 7 runs in 5 innings, skyrocketing his season ERA up to 6.75. Just a bad outing on that day. All right, and Shane Green will return to the big leagues on Sunday. The Tigers will call up the right-hander to make the final start of the first half against the Twins, manager Brad Ausmus said yesterday at Target Field. Green was optioned to the minor leagues on June 12th After struggling for the better part of 2 months in 5 starts with Toledo, he has a 3.42 ERA in 26 1/3 innings. Dallas Mavericks small forward Chandler Parsons, who led the team's recruiting campaign for DeAndre Jordan, described himself as shocked, very disappointed, frustrated, and disrespectful that the big man, of course DeAndre Jordan, reneged on his verbal commitment to join the Mavs and re-sign with the LA Clippers. He goes on to say, quote, "He wasn't ready to be a franchise player. He was scared. He was scared to take the next step in his career. There was no other reason that he was comfortable, that he wasn't comfortable, and he also has friendships in LA." How you make a business decision like that is beyond me. Oh my goodness, talk about shots fired, huh? And last but sadly least here, former Oakland Raiders quarterback Ken Stabler died Wednesday from complications resulting from stage 4 colon cancer. The team confirmed that yesterday. He was 69 years old. He's a native of Foley, Alabama. Stabler threw for 27,938 yards during his 15-year career in the NFL, compiling a 96-49-1 record as starting QB and a win over the Minnesota Vikings in Super Bowl XI. Well, that wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. If you want to call in right now, give your thoughts on those or anything that is on your sports noggin, you know that number. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. You can also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports. Leave us a comment there. I'll read it live here on the air. Or even tweet me at AlMartinWKAR. Without further ado, I do believe it's about that time to start the show. Beautiful people. Oh man, TGIF. I can't believe it's already Friday. Yes, you have made it. The weekend is almost upon you. Oh boy. Time flies when you're having fun. We certainly have been having a lot of fun here on WKAR's Current Sports. As always, I am your host, Al Martin. Always have been. Want to invite and say hello to the man behind the glass, our fantastic engineer of WKAR's Current Sports, Isaac Constance. How you doing, Isaac?
I'm doing well, Al. Excited for today's show. We got a couple of star-studded guests, you know?
We certainly do.
I'm excited for it. Excited to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, and, you know, I also want to acknowledge again, on the later part of our Quick Hit Headliners, and you just heard throughout that montage, of course, one of the greatest to ever do it on the gridiron, the great Ken Stabler, former Oakland Raiders, quarterback, sadly passed away yesterday, a native of Foley in Alabama. He threw for just crazy numbers, folks, 27,938 yards, Super Bowl MVP in 1974. He earned the Pro Bowl honor 4 times. Absolutely unbelievable. Many people regard Ken to be a top 10 quarterback of all time when you talk about when you rank NFL quarterbacks in our history. So salute to Ken Stabler. I remember my pops telling me about Ken and how, you know, you can never count him out. And actually, former Raiders coach John Madden said this on his team release. He said, quote, "I was the head coach of the Raiders the entire time Kenny was there, and he led us to a whole bunch of victories, including the one in Super Bowl XI. He goes on to say, "I've often said if I had one drive to win a game to this day and I had a quarterback to pick, I would pick Kenny. Snake was a lot cooler than I was. He was a perfect quarterback and a perfect Raider. When you think about the Raiders, you think about Ken Stabler. Kenny loved life. It's a sad day for all Raider fans." So salute to Ken Stabler, one of the best to ever do it. Well, without further ado, as Isaac just alluded to, we've got not one but 2 fantastic guests here on today's current sports. And our first one is actually awaiting us on the line right now. He is a CBS, Fox Sports Detroit, and Sirius XM basketball analyst, former MSU hoop great, and founder of the One Goal, One Passion Summer Basketball Camp. It's my man, my good friend, my team Cleaves. Welcome to the show.
What's going on, Al? Isaac, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Fantastic, my team. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. You know, I always like being on your shows, Al, because you're just so good at what you do. So it's always good to come on and hang out with you, man.
Hey, stop it, my team. Hey, I'm living among greatness anytime I have you on my show, okay? So it's an honor to have you on, brother.
About that, I appreciate it.
You know it. Now, Martin, I first want to start our conversation, but before we dive into your fantastic camp that you've been doing for a while now, entitled, of course, One Goal, One Passion, I want to talk basketball with you for a sec. Can we do that real quick?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Let's do it. I want to dive into, of course, what everyone around here in Michigan has been talking about is, of course, the NBA draft stock of Brandon Dawson and Travis Trice, two phenomenal MSU men's basketball players who had a pretty good career here donning the green and white. Brandon Dawson, of course, taken in the second round of this year's NBA draft. Travis Trice actually signed on with the Miami Heat Summer League team. When you talk about those two players right now, just analyzing what you've seen in Summer League and what you've seen from these two in college, do you think these two will find their place on the NBA roster next year?
You know, I really do. And I'm not saying that just being biased. I really like they both had an NBA skill set. Travis Trice is an NBA shooter. He can shoot the basketball. He understands how to play the point guard position, take care of the basketball. I really think if he get in the right situation, he can stick on. Not only stick on, but, you know, maybe, you know, be that second or third guard and have a long career in the NBA. And Brandon Dawson, I mean, we've seen, you know, what he can be. He showed, you know, what he's done in summer league has been very impressive. I mean, going out averaging a double-double, and that's what he can bring. And especially being on the floor with a guy like Chris Paul or Blake Griffin, now DeAndre Jordan back. Now you just have to be a piece. You can be that intangible guy, that guy that can guard multiple positions and run and slash and rebound and defend. I really think that both of those guys are going to, you know, be able to stick, and not only stick, but have a good long career in the NBA.
Martin, what do you think about the criticisms when you look at both of those players? I mean, Brandon Dawson, a lot of people, you know, when they talk about his offensive game, they say that he's limited. And when they talk about Travis Trice, they talk about how he is kind of small to be an NBA point guard right now. How do you address those criticisms?
Well, I mean, with Travis, I mean, he's been small his whole life.
Right.
I mean, it's not like he just jumped the other day. I mean, he's been successful at that size, and I think he'll find his niche. I mean, he's a guy that really understands how to play the game. I mean, he has those nice floaters that he has to his game. He shoots the ball. He got a quick release. And then just having an understanding of how to play the position the right way, he has that. And I think they're going to find something to say. But Travis, I think he'll be fine. And with Brandon Dawson, okay, people want to say his shot will get better. But that's not what's going to get him in the NBA. What's going to get him in the NBA is his ability to be able to guard multiple positions, his ability to rebound, his ability to be able to run and finish on the break. I hope he don't get caught up in trying to show people he can shoot the basketball. If he makes shots, that's great. But when he does other intangible things that other people can't do, and that people pay a lot of money for guys that can do those things.
And when you talk about those intangibles, Martin, of course, a player and a former Spartan who has certainly shown the basketball world that you can do it that way by playing good defense, rebounding, getting out on the break. And he also has developed also a shot as well. If that comes, it comes. And it certainly has come with this individual. And I'm talking about Draymond Green, who, of course, just hoisted an NBA championship with the Golden State Warriors. He had a phenomenal year, a phenomenal, phenomenal year. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, he's getting paid now, what, $85 million. Did you ever expect Draymond? I know, right? Exactly. $85 million. Did you ever expect Draymond to be the player that he is right now, Martin?
Well, let me say this first. He's definitely paying for dinner the next time we go out. So that I know I can get a free meal out of him. But, you know, and let me say this, too. I'm so proud of him because you got a kid that worked so hard. I remember sitting with him on draft night when he was dicking around, and he was agitated by it. But all he kept saying was, you know, I got to show him. I'm going to show him. And that's exactly what he did. People always talk about shooting. Well, Draymond wasn't an NBA shooter when he first got there. But what is he now? A very respectable NBA shooter. You have to respect the fact that he can make that shot, along with all the other things and tangibles, with defending every position out on the floor, being able to slash and just know how to play the game the right way. I mean, I'm so proud of Draymond. All the Spartan Nation should be, because he is exactly what a Spartan is all about. Just do it the old-fashioned way, and that's just hard work and sure dedication. And for Brandon Dawson and Travis, and not only for guys that's out of Michigan State, even young players coming up, that is a perfect testament of what, you know, with believing in yourself and continuing to work, how things can work out for you.
That is so true. Folks, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with Mateen Cleave, CBS Fox Sports Detroit, Sirius XM basketball analyst, former MSU hoop great, and founder of the One Goal, One Passion Summer Basketball Camp. And you know what, Mateen, we've had this debate on the show for months now, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. You being a basketball analyst and being a part of the game for so long, I sat there and I watched the NBA Finals. I'm a big NBA guy. And, you know, looking at how this really entire year went in the NBA, I tell you what, as the years go by, Mateen, that NBA three-point line is becoming more and more important. And you saw the Golden State Warriors, you know, statistically the best three-point shooting team in the entire league, get all the way to the championship and win the entire enchilada. And looking at guys like Steph Curry, I mean, who I think will go down as the greatest shooter of all time. I've never seen anybody shoot the ball like him. Klay Thompson, the guy who can also shoot the basketball, and multiple other, you know, players on that squad that can do that. You know, when kids are sitting back and watching, you know, the amount of shots that are taken behind the three-point line, and not all of them are great shots, when our youth looks at how the game is played and is changing today in that regard, do you think the three-point line is hurting basketball?
Well, the three-point line is the equalizer. I mean, it's a weapon. I mean, if you can shoot, I don't think it's hurting. I mean, it's a part of the game. The game is evolving. Now you have seven-footers that can shoot the ball from deep. So I wouldn't say it's hurting the game. You know, as a big man, I would love to be on the floor with guys that can make that shot, because what happens is you have to respect three-point shooters, and that opens up everything down low. It gives you room to be able to operate down low. So I don't think it's hurting the game. Now, one thing kids have to understand, and don't get caught up in thinking you got to be, you know, make three-pointers every time you come down the court, or you're going to dunk every time you come down the court. Yeah, when we watch the highlights, that's what's going to be on there, three-point shots made and dunk. But that's what it's all about. I mean, if you can defend, if you can rebound, if you play hard, if you're tough, it's a spot for you out on the floor. So I just hope the kids don't get caught up in that. Now, what we're seeing from Curry is greatness. Like you said, I agree. Once he go down, he's going to be the best shooter of all time. I agree. And I've seen with these two eyes some great ones. But the way he shoots the basketball, the way he gets it off, I mean, that's impressive.
It is certainly impressive. And, you know, you having a direct correlation to our youth when it comes to the game of basketball. Again, you know, we're going to get to the One Goal, One Passion basketball camp in just a second. But what you've seen from our youth and the way they play the game, do you see them at times relying on that three-point shot a little too much?
Now, I will say our fundamentals are lacking right now. When you talk about American kids, Europeans, I think that's why they've been able to come over here and have some success, because they drill that in their head about, you know, the fundamentals of the game. And that's one thing we cannot lose. And every time I'm in a gym with kids or my own kids or nieces, nephews, whoever I'm around, I stress the fact about fundamentals, learning how to pass the ball the right way, shoot the ball the right way, catch it, you know, rebound. If you play I always say basketball is an easy game if you play it the right way.
Right,
and that's
right.
One thing I stress. I do think we are losing the fundamentals. And I encourage, you know, our coaches out here to continue to drill it in the kids, because I know it's not the fun thing to go in the gym and work on. But I think that's where we are a little behind the Europeans when you talk about the fundamentals of the game.
That's certainly true. All right, Mateen, I'm going to shift gears really briefly here to a more somber mood. Michigan State basketball player, of course, Aaron Harris, was suspended indefinitely after his arrest early in July, facing charges of operating a vehicle while intoxicated and refusing a preliminary breath test. That's according to documents from the East Lansing 54B District Court records. And, you know, after we talked about this story, literally less than 24 hours after we brought that story here to Current Sports, Mateen, Another story came out concerning another MSU men's basketball player. According to online records, again from 54B District Court here in East Lansing, 20-year-old Alvin Ellis III was charged with a misdemeanor count of underage purchase, consumption, or possession of alcohol stemming from a May 2nd incident. That charge was dismissed, and he admitted responsibility to actually a public littering charge. And then court records also showed that Ellis was charged with a misdemeanor count of underage purchase from possession of alcohol stemming from a June 19th incident. I know Tom Izzo has to be pulling out his hair right now. Two of his players, and especially with Aaron Harris, I mean, I think he's a guy who can come in and make a direct impact with the squad next year. Alvin Ellis, his game has been maturing as the years have gone by. I mean, what has been your reaction to those two stories, my team?
Well, you know, I feel bad about the whole situation, you know, for the kids and, you know, for everybody that's involved with it. And when I say kids, I really stress kids because they are kids. And now we hold them at a certain status or, you know, it's just what they're thrust into. Now, the game is so global, with so much light shed on them. So one thing they have to understand is you just have to be careful. And, you know, I've done things in school that I'm not proud of. I'm pretty sure a lot of other people have as well. Mm-hmm. And both of these are great kids, great family structure. You know, so I you know, did they make a mistake? Yes. Am I condoning it? No. Do I think they can move from it? Yes, I do. So, Coach Izzo, I'm pretty sure he's going to address it, and they will be punished. But they are two great kids that made bad decisions. And I think as they prosper and get older, they'll make better decisions in life. But that's a lesson to be learned. Because you can do a ton of great, but if you do one thing bad, they're going to blow it out the water. Like, we're sitting here talking about it now.
That's
one thing these kids will have to learn. And I think both of the kids, you know, they'll learn from it, and they'll be able to move past it.
Knowing Coach Izzo, I mean, my team, what kind of punishment, you know, should be handed down, do you think?
I don't know. You know what I mean? If I knew that, you know, that's $1 million question. I mean, I really don't know, but trust me. It'll be handled accordingly. Coach Izzo has been, you know, in this position for years, and it's not the first time something like that has come across his desk. So trust me, they'll be dealt with. But then again, what people expect him to do? Kick him off the team? Throw him to the woods?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, come on. Like, no, they don't deserve that. Now, should they be disciplined? Yes, indeed. I don't know what that is, but they definitely should not be kicked off the team, neither one of those guys.
Mateen, you being one of the greatest leaders here at Michigan State University Athletics, if you are a member of this men's basketball team, if you are a teammate of Ellis and Harris, what do you say to them?
Oh, man, like, come on. We got to stay focused. And when you talk about winning the national championship, because they got to the Final Four. Now, the next goal is to win it all this year coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have those slip-ups. Yeah, you're going to get in the gym and shoot shots. Yeah, you're going to get in the gym and work out and lift extra weights, do all that. Well, it's a responsibility that comes with off the court as well. And I'm pretty sure, first thing, I would say stuff to them like that. But then again, I would let them know I support them and I'm still in their corner. Yeah, you made a mistake, but I'm still your brother. And I'm still going to work with you every day. I'm still going to hang out with you. I'm still going to be your brother at the end of the day. So let's not do this again. Let's learn from this. And let's move forward, baby, and cut them nets down when March come up next year.
The one, the only, Mateen Cleave, CBS, Fox Sports Detroit, SiriusXM basketball analyst, former MSU hoop great, and founder of the One Goal, One Passion Summer Basketball Camp. Let's talk about the One Goal, One Passion Summer Basketball Camp that is now just weeks away now, Mateen. It's coming to Lansing, actually, in August. Do you anticipate this year to be bigger and better?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this camp has been getting bigger and better every year, and it is this year. I mean, like, we've been tweaking it a little bit, and now we're going to have it at Lansing Eastern and not Aim High. Aim High was great. I mean, it was a great facility, and they took care of us. I mean, it was first-class treatment out there. But the problem was it was so far, a lot of the inner-city kids couldn't make it out there.
Right.
So now we got, like, a neutral site where all the kids from all areas can make it right downtown. So I'm excited about having that Eastern this year. And man, it's going to be great. I mean, basketball is a draw, Al. We get them through the door with that, but once we get them there, we hit them with a variety of different things, life skills, goal setting. We have nutritionists talk to them about healthy eating, which I didn't understand how to do until I got to college. Yeah, people
right.
talk to them about eco-friendliness. I actually learned certain stuff when these talkers come in. So not only is it beneficial for the kids, but I'm learning things. But we're excited about this camp this year. It's going to be great.
What speakers do you have planned this year, Mateen?
Well, you know what? This year, last year we had Chris Webber. I know our sponsors don't want to hear that. But Chris Webber came and talked at the camp in Michigan. I mean, it's Flint.
Yeah.
So we're gonna switch it up right now. I don't know who I'm actually going to have now. I like to surprise the kids, and I don't like to put it out there before the camp because sometimes kids will tend to come just because of that. So I don't want that to be the reason the kids come to the camp. But trust me, it's going to be somebody that's going to knock your socks off. And we're going to have pride and ready for every camp that we do this year.
Oh, I cannot wait for it, Mateen. And, of course, our WKAR cameras will be out there, and we'll do a feature like we do every year on Current Sports TV. Folks out there listening, Mateen, how can they get signed up?
You can go to onegoalonepassion.com, and that's the number one, onegoalonepassion.com, and it's easy to sign up. And please, sign those kids up. The slots are going fast, so hurry, sign them up, and it's going to be a great camp. You don't want to miss it.
All right, Mateen, a quick fun question here before we get you out of here. Isaac and I, we're big hip-hop heads, as you know, and you're actually a manager for John Connor, a big hip-hop artist. Again, we know me and Isaac have had this debate, and we've been talking hip-hop for quite some time now. Tomorrow, I'm pretty excited because at the Common Ground Music Fest, you got Wale, Snoop Dogg is performing, and Tech N9ne. I'm trying to go down there and check out all three of those artists. But if Mateen Cleaves could list his top three hip-hop artists of all time, who are they?
Top three. Woo! You got to go with Tupac, that's for sure.
Okay.
You got to go with Biggie. And then, at that third, you could go with Nas, you could go with Jay-Z. So definitely Tupac and Biggie is in that. They're mainstays. They're in there.
Okay.
And then you can go either Nas or Jay-Z for that third spot.
Who is the top rapper out right now, other than, of course, the political answer you may give me as John Connor? Excluding John Connor, who is the top guy out right now?
Oh, yeah. You know I got to go with John Connor. That's my guy. Got to be biased there.
Right.
But I would say, this is top. I got to go with Kendrick Lamar. Because he said something lyrically. He's standing for something. A lot of these guys talking, but they ain't talking about that.
Exactly.
He has a great delivery, and he has a message, and that's what I like about Kendrick Lamar.
And that's my favorite artist out there right now as well. The one, the only, Mateen Cleaves, CBS, Fox Sports Detroit, Sirius XM basketball analyst, former MSU hoop great, and, of course, founder of the One Goal, One Passion Summer Basketball Camp. Mateen, always a pleasure, my man.
Al, man, I appreciate you guys having me, and take it easy.
You too. All right, let's hit our first break. When we come back, we will invite our second guest on today's Current Sports. He is a motivational speaker, and now he can call himself an author. That's right. It's entitled Demand Greatness, Success is Yours. DeAndre Carter joins me in studio in just a sec. You are listening to Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870. Welcome back. You are tuned into Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870. We just finished up a great chat with, of course, Mateen Cleaves, former Michigan State hoop great, who's everywhere. I mean, you can catch him on Fox Sports Detroit analyzing for the Detroit Pistons. You can catch him on your radio, Sirius XM on the NBA channel. You can also catch him on CBS Sports around the tourney time, breaking down the entire, 64-team bracket. Mateen is a busy, busy man, along with being a music manager for hip-hop artist John Connor and doing different things in the community. Of course, the One Goal, One Passion Summer Basketball Camp will be taking place and jumping off later on this month, hitting three locations in Benton Harbor from July 21st to the 23rd, in Grand Rapids July 28th to the 30th, and then in Lansing from August 4th to the 6th, and then it finishes up in Mateen's, of course, hometown, Flint, Michigan, August 11th to the 13th. Pretty cool interview. Did you know that he was a manager, Isaac? And he was
a
hip-hop
guy? That's awesome. John Connor, big guy.
Yeah. Very cool stuff, right? If you could choose, all right, I gave the question to him. Who's your top three?
All right, my top three goes, okay, if we're talking my favorite artist, my personal favorite is Kanye. But I don't.
He's in your top three of all time?
No, I don't put him in the top three. Okay. He's just my personal favorite.
Gotcha.
I'm just going to chill and listen to music. It's Kanye.
Right.
But my number one's Biggie. I go Biggie number one, Pac two, and then Jay-Z three.
Ah, that's not a bad list. You can't argue with that list. I mean, you could throw anybody in that third slot. I think everyone
third
has
spot's Pac. A wild card, yeah.
Yeah, everybody has like Biggie, Pac, or Pac, Biggie, you know, interchangeable orders. And then at number three is like a toss-up. Nas, you know, Jay-Z. A lot of people bring up. I mean, there's a plethora of names you can probably fit in that third spot. So, interesting stuff. All right, well, let's get to our second guest, I should say, on today's current sports. He is actually live in studio with us. Of course, he has been a contributor right here on the show entitled Motivational Moments with DeAndre Carter, where he would come on and just jumpstart your week. You know what I mean? We had him on each and every Monday, and he would deliver an inspirational message with a bit of a sports twist. Great, great stuff. He's always doing great things in the community. He's a motivational speaker and now author. This is pretty exciting stuff. Author of Demand Greatness, Success is Yours, DC, DeAndre Carter. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Al. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm glad to be here in the studio. Feels good. I feel official sitting across from you.
You know, it's always a great time anytime you stop through. And I want to talk about, you know, what you've been, you know, what you've had cooking for quite some time now. In this book, I'm actually looking at the cover of it right now. You look suited.
It's a beauty, man.
It's a beauty. I mean, you got on your nice gray suit, blue tie, and this is the cover. Demand Greatness, Success is Yours. I mean, how thrilling is it? You know, because I've seen your journey to get to this point and finally publish this thing. I mean, that's got to feel good, doesn't it?
It's amazing. We're really excited. 2 days ago on Facebook, we launched the pre-order campaign. We've got an amazing response. I'm also getting people, when I show up and speak, they want to buy books by the bundles. I just spoke with a group this morning, and the program coordinator said, I want 155 copies. So things are exploding. But when I found that when elevation happens, that's the way it goes. You know, if you're in an airplane, you get to 10,000 feet pretty quick, you know, from the ground. But it takes a lot of preparation to get that flight ready. And I'm excited to be in flight right now.
What was the preparation like for you? I mean, when you're talking about, you know, writing a book, I mean, that's a tall endeavor. When you sat down and decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to do it, what was that process like for you? And what was the most nerve-wracking part about it?
I'd say the most nerve-wracking part was trying to catch up. Some of us are in position, and athletes can really understand this, where your talent is beyond your development. And so you might be super talented, but you're not ready as far as the character or maturity or whatever it may be for you. And so for me, when I first was told I could write a book, I had a story, but I didn't have a message. Mm-hmm. I had a story to tell you. I didn't have a point to make. And so over the years, I've learned that I have a point to make. And so at that point, I transitioned my writing style to stop focusing on me and focusing on the reader. And at that point, I started writing material. And the real shift was an editing team that came into play. And they really helped to shift the direction and saying, this is good, but it's not going to reach as many people. So we dismantled some things, put some things back together, and you have what is in front of you right now, which is Demand Greatness, Success is Yours. And even the subtitle was just supplied in a magnificent way. And the focus of that is tomorrow success will not be yours. It's not success can be yours. Success is yours right now. What are you going to do with it?
Right.
You already have the talent. You already have the gift. You already have the potential. What are you going to do with it?
And, you know, there's so many, you know, self-help books out there, inspirational books out there. When people read yours, DC, what is going to separate this one from anyone else's?
Well, I think the quote we put on the front is the mission of the book. The goal is to create a monumental shift in a new direction. That I'm not here to motivate you for a moment. This is not a hype me up. This is to impart or impute some information or wisdom on the inside of you that shifts the direction of where you thought, the way you saw yourself, that when you look in the mirror, you won't see the same person. You'll see new levels or new dimensions of who you used to be and who you're supposed to be. And so that's actually what that means, that there's going to be a change where you can mark the moment, the page you read in the book that made you realize you were ready to trade who you are and what you have for who you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to have. And that's going to be a shift that happens within the individual that reads the book. And then from that point, they're walking in a new direction.
What's your favorite part of this book?
Oh, man, the favorite part of the book is the formula.
And what's that? Can you give that away? Is that
I can. The reason I pause is because I think life is full of formulas. Okay. And you got to use different formulas at different times. And this is coming from a guy who struggled in math in high school and had to battle with it in college. But I realized that life is very simple when you break it down to this simple formula. My potential plus my performance equals my possibilities.
I love that.
And
I love that.
Possibility is the accomplishment that you could achieve. So, for instance, as a rookie in any sport, you don't have the potential in that moment to be called a Hall of Famer because you're a rookie. Mm-hmm. But you do have the potential to become Rookie of the Year. So what you have to do is maximize that moment with your performance, and then you get an opportunity to take a step to the next level. And then you have to perform in your sophomore year, your second season, then your third season. And at some point, and you know, depending on the sport, but at some point that Hall of Fame, the potential shows up, but you have to keep producing, keep mm-hmm. producing. There's no such thing as one great performance. It has to be consistently elite performance, which allows you to seize those opportunities. And in the book, I show you how to go about that.
And, you know, DC, you've certainly talked to many athletes and, you know, I'm sure some who are trying to, again, like you said, maximize that potential to become
Absolutely.
Great at whatever they do. This can be an interesting tool when you talk about the psychological aspect to the sporting world. Because, you know, you hear the greats say all the time that what they do, the physical part is easy.
Absolutely.
But the mental part is what makes up the most of where their potential goes in their respective sports, whether it be on the gridiron, the hardwood, anywhere for that matter. How can this be used as a tool for those athletes to become great?
It can be used as a tool because it can highlight the obvious. Every athlete knows that they're gifted. But what I've learned is that your natural gifts are not enough to get to the level of success that is truly in your heart. There are some earned gifts that you need to get, or some earned talent. So you might have natural talent plus earned talent equals great success. Mm-hmm. Now, what I found is that a lot of times people rely on natural talent, but the natural talent has some limitations. The natural talent can only take you so far. So you might be naturally talented on the field, but your whole life is a part of your career. So that if you're the quarterback at Florida State and you're hanging out at the bar, your career is in that bar with you.
I.e. DeAndre Johnson.
Okay. Gotta rep the name better.
There we go, right?
Gotta
yeah,
rep
exactly.
the name better.
Gotta rep the
but
name
what
better.
Happened is your earned gift, for instance, character, decision making, those are earned talents. Mm. And that earned talent protects the natural talent, which will allow the success to flourish the way it's supposed to go. But if you don't develop the earned talent, then the natural talent is exposed and therefore can be compromised and you won't go as far as you're supposed to go. So athletes can take a more comprehensive approach that, okay, I can throw the ball, I can shoot the ball, I can, you know, pitch the baseball, I could do those things, but I need other talents. That is never just enough because you're not the only guy that can do that. There's going to be another quarterback for Florida State. You are not the only one, mm-hmm. right? And so, but you have to protect that. You have to make some decisions to protect the natural talent because now the natural talent is compromised. And we have plenty of stories where you look at Maurice Claret or you go as far back as, what was the Nebraska running back? Oh, man.
Back in where, the 90s?
Yeah. He was like the number 5 pick overall.
Right.
Big time dude got drafted by the Rams.
We could probably have Isaac look that one up.
Yeah.
Isaac's on it now. Yeah.
But these are people with phenomenal talent that didn't natural talent, but didn't add the earned talent to protect it so that it could carry it all the way through.
Exactly. And that's so important. Again, folks, if you're just now joining us here on WKR's Current Sports, we're chatting with DeAndre Carter, motivational speaker and now author of Demand Greatness, Success is Yours. So DC, is this in stores right now? Can people just go buy this right now?
What we're doing right now is we're doing a pre-order launch over the next 10 days between
right.
now and the 19th. We have our pre-order launch where you can get a signed copy. It's $20. The email address, we're taking it all by email right now. We're going to take a grassroots approach, demandgreatness@gmail.com. So the title of the book, demandgreatness@gmail.com. Just send in your name, your email, and request a method of payment. We have a team set by, ready to get in contact with you and fulfill that order. And I'm excited because, again, the mission of the book, the whole point is not a hype meal, is to create a monumental shift, you know, a significant change where you're walking on a new path that you've never explored before in your life, that that there's shifts that can happen. It's almost like going to your house or your apartment and you open a door. You thought it was a closet, but it's like the Matrix. It's a whole corridor. And you're like, wow.
Right.
I believe that exists for everyone in life. There's an entire corridor of possibilities that you haven't been aware of. And this book is going to help you walk into that.
I absolutely love it. And I think that name you were looking for actually, DC, is Lawrence Phillips.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
I was going to say Lawrence Fishburne, but I didn't want to embarrass myself on the radio.
Yeah, we don't want to do that, though. No, Lawrence Fishburne.
But
Phillips,
I knew it was
folks.
Lawrence.
Yeah, you knew it was Lawrence. Thanks a lot. Great work, Isaac, on that one. All right, I also want to talk about another endeavor that you,
okay.
This is pretty cool stuff, because just a few weeks from now, you, my friend, will be in Las Vegas to compete in the Toastmasters semifinals with a chance to win the whole shebang-a-bang. For those that don't know what Toastmasters is, DC, can you kindly explain it?
Toastmasters is a public speaking and leadership organization. It's global. There are over 10,000 Toastmaster clubs all around the world, about 30,000 members of Toastmasters globally, internationally. And we say international when you mention the semifinal. Right now, I'm ranked in the top 100 speakers in the world.
Wow.
Through Toastmasters. There will be 10 rounds of 10 speakers on August 13th. And then one speaker from each round will make it to the final stage, which is on August 15th at 12 noon in the Octavius Room in the Caesars Palace. I fully expect to be there.
Whoa.
So
that's
my focus. And so what happens is each of these speakers, you start out, there's like 10,000 people competing worldwide in each round, sort of like the NCAA tournament. You compete each round and it continues to shrink. So this is like Toastmasters Final Four, because you got the semifinal and then you have the final. And so it's a very, very competitive, very, very prestigious title. There have been 75 Toastmasters champions, world champion of public speaking. And each year, once you win, you can't compete again. So you're kind of like putting this elite group of people.
Yeah.
In the entire history, there's never been one from the state of Michigan.
What? Are you kidding me? Oh,
so my goal is to put the Mitten on the map, and we're going to do our best to go out and make history. And I know that every other competitor is feeling exactly the same, and I'm excited to see the outcome.
Is this the furthest you've gone?
Yes.
This is. This is the furthest you've gone. And I remember you and I were chatting about this a few months back. And you just actually have one speech plan, right? And you kind of just tweak that speech as the rounds go on, right?
Yes, and then the final round, you have to come with a new speech.
Oh, you have a brand new one.
So right now, I have two speeches that I'm working on and constantly critiquing, constantly improving. Each word matters. Each second matters. Every nonverbal movement matters. It's an elite competition, and it's exciting to be a part of it and see myself grow as a result of it.
Do you get nervous at all when you think about it?
Not when I think about it. I get nervous right before I'm able to speak, but not at the mic yet. So
yeah.
It's because you can't. It's almost like maybe for an athlete, the national anthem. Like, I can't play yet, but I'm about to. So all the energy, all of its juice is right there. And so, but then the minute I start, all the energy is fused and funneled into the actual speech.
Now, you know, really quick, before we get you out of here, DC, I want to bring up as well as what you also do here on campus at Michigan State is mentor students academically. And also even, you know, when it comes to the intangibles as of being a good student overall, making sure you do what you do, you know, right in the classroom and out of the classroom as well.
Absolutely.
As you just heard from Mateen Cleaves, he had some interesting thoughts concerning what is taking place with two MSU men's basketball players. Aaron Harris, who has been charged with an OWI last week, literally hours after he finished playing in the Moneyball Summer League Pro-Am, he goes out, I guess, celebrating and decides to get behind the wheel of a car while intoxicated. Not too long after that, Alvin Ellis III, news broke about him, of course, trying to purchasing alcohol underage. He's only 20 years old. Seeing these two incidences, and I'm pretty sure you've come across athletes, you know, who have been through things going, you know, off the field that have hindered their stock, if you will. Do you think that a certain program should be implemented for athletes who, again, are not used to being in the spotlight that comes with playing basketball, football at a Division I college? Do you think a program should be implemented in order to mentor these young men to deal with how to conduct themselves not only on the court or on the field the right way, but off of it as well?
Oh, absolutely, because what that program would do is allow for development to occur. I believe that development comes through discussion, growth through dialogue. So allowing the mindset that the individuals have coming from all these various neighborhoods, various family backgrounds, yeah, you have talent, you have potential, but your performance is going to determine whether you experience the possibilities that are available for you. Mm. However, the performance goes beyond the realms in which you were typically prepared for. And that's true for not just athletes, entertainers, politicians, whoever you are. When you're trying to go to the next level, there are always layers of information that you may not have connected to what you're doing that are essential for your growth and development. Mm-hmm. So you need to understand that, again, your career is following you 24/7. It's no longer between the lines of the court, the lines of the field, or on the lines of the diamond, the skating rink for hockey. No, you are the brand. Mm-hmm. And so understanding that, you have that natural talent, but you need the earned talent to protect it because it will get exposed. There are so many distractions. There are so many outside challenges. There are people in your life that have to play new roles that you weren't used to them playing. Mm-hmm. You know, use an example. If you've seen The Lion King, at one point, Simba was following Timon and Pumbaa,
right,
and eating what they ate, right?
Right.
Now, when it was time for him to be a king, or time for him to be, you know, an athlete at a Division I school, time for him to take on a newer, higher role, he had to reposition them. Sometimes you got to delete people. Other times you just got to reposition them. So Timon and Pumbaa could come, but now you follow me. You lead. You follow my directions. I am the leader now. And so making that transition requires some help and support because everyone isn't ready for that. And leadership, one of my favorite authors is John Maxwell. He said, everything rises and falls on leadership. And leadership is a skill that is continuously developed over time. And so I believe that lions run with lions. So leaders run with leaders. If a program does need to be put in place because you're not going to get it by osmosis, you're going to get it by trial and error. You just want those trials and those errors to be minimized so that there aren't large impacts. Our program and our school is on a national profile or platform larger than it's ever been. So mm-hmm. all the spotlight is bigger. I mean, right. We're the only school in NCAA history with 4 straight bowl wins and 4 straight NCAA appearances in the Sweet 16 simultaneously. Mm-hmm. We're elevated. And the higher, you know, this is an old country slogan I heard, the higher you are on the flagpole, the more your butt is exposed. So the higher up you go, the more exposure is up there, and you got to be aware of that.
You certainly do. I think that's very well said, and I think it just comes down to, as you just said, understanding, a student-athlete understanding the position that they are in when they come to Michigan State University and play ball here.
So absolutely.
I definitely agree with that. DC, again, remind folks out there, how can they get their hands
you
on this
You want to get your tomorrow? Hands on the copy of Demand Greatness, Success is Yours. Email us at demandgreatness@gmail.com with your name, email address, and preferred method of payment. We will reply promptly and quickly and get this information into your hands. And what I promise is going to happen for you when you get these pages of the book in front of your eyes is that you will not only be motivated for a moment, but you will experience a monumental shift in a brand new direction. Because success is not a matter of it can be yours. It's not a matter of it will be yours. I am here to tell you right now, success is yours. You have it. You possess it. The question is what you're going to do with it.
Absolutely. I get chills every time DC goes on rants like that, folks. Always a pleasure. Again, motivational speaker and now author of Demand Greatness, Success is Yours, DC. Always a pleasure, my man.
I appreciate it, Al.
Thanks a lot. All right, let's hit our second break. When we come back, we'll put a bow on this week in Current Sports Radio by bringing you Reflection Friday. You do not want to miss that, folks. You are tuned into Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870. All right, welcome back to Current Sports on this fantastic Friday. July 10th. We just wrapped up two fantastic interviews. Was that great or what, Isaac? I mean, you got Mateen Cleave to start the show. Then you bring in DC to take it home. That was fantastic.
Reminds me of our 500th show. Your 500th. But
ours.
Yeah.
It is our 500th. No, it's not just mine. It's yours as well. Yeah.
What was it? I remember my, like, 40-something or whatever. I counted.
Right, exactly. No, it was fantastic. DC and Mateen, thanks so much for joining me on the show today. Also, breaking news in the world of sports here. I was actually watching a bit of this before we took the air today. Breaking news, Roger Federer. How about Roger, man? He's unbelievable. He actually defeats Andy Murray in straight sets to reach the Wimbledon final versus Novak Djokovic. Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm going to make sure that I set my alarm clock for that one, because, man, when those two go at it, they go at it. And I really thought that Andy Murray would put up more of a fight. It was really close in that first set, kind of back and forth battle. But Roger Federer, he is good, man. Oh.
And shout out to Serena for once again taking in the women's. I mean, she has got to be. I've got a friend who's extremely involved and into tennis. He thinks she's the best women's player of all time. I can't really argue that.
Yeah, you can't. You can't at all. I think actually, in my opinion, I think Serena Williams is the best athlete in the world right now. She's unbelievable at what she does. All right, well, it is. We have, 9 minutes left in the show? Again, our phone lines are open. If you want to call in, 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527, you can do so. I also have to shout out our current sports TV episode last night when I had guest Tom Minkle, the MSU head wrestling coach, who will be retiring and calling it a career after this upcoming season, which will be his 25th here at Michigan State. It was fantastic having Tom on. If you missed it, all you got to do is go to video.wkar.org. Again, that's video.wkar.org to catch that episode or watch any episode in current sports TV history. Well, it is Friday, and each and every Friday, we love to take a look at the week that was here on WKAR's Current Sports and bring you some of our favorite moments, some of our favorite stories, guests, or maybe a few interviews or guests that we didn't get a chance to get to on the show this week. So here we go. Time for Reflection Friday. All right, Isaac, I got to first start off by bringing up, of course, one of the stranger stories that I've ever heard of in NBA history, and that being this whole DeAndre Jordan saga. It was interesting to see how this whole thing played off. First off, at the beginning of the week, we saw DeAndre committing to the Dallas Mavericks and saying, hey, yeah, I'm going to be with the Dallas Mavs next year. You know, it's going to be an $80 million deal. He's going to get paid pretty hefty. But then all of a sudden, his teammates say, hold on. Let's try and change his mind. So they go and powwow at his house. I mean, you're talking about like guys like J.J. Redick and Chris Paul and so on and so forth. And the next thing you know, DeAndre Jordan comes out and says, ah, psych. No, I'm kidding. I'm coming back to be a Clipper next year. And it just infuriated the Dallas Mavericks personnel, as well as it should have. Because I tell you what, if a player committed to a squad and I'm a teammate of his or going to be a teammate of his, and all of a sudden, you know, news comes out that, you know, he's just playing and is going back with his respective team, I would be pretty upset about it. Chandler Parsons did not bite his tongue in letting his disappointment and frustration be known. He goes as far as to say this, Isaac, quote, he wasn't ready to be a franchise player. He was scared. He was scared to take the next step in his career. There was no other reason other than that. He was comfortable, and he has friendships there. How you make a business decision like that is beyond me, end quote. I believe they call that shots fired, Isaac.
Ow, that's, man, if you hadn't so perfectly summed up that story, I'd go more on about it. But first off, I would like to give a shout out to my man, who's been my dude since February, really, for the Pistons, Stanley Johnson, who's been outstanding in the summer league. 17.8 points per game, 7.5 rebounds. He's been great, shooting 64%. That's insane. That's unheard of. So I know it's just the summer league, but get excited. Allow yourself a little bit of a smile. It's Friday. Come on.
There you go. I like that. And I tell you what, I said that Stanley Johnson was going to be he's a solid pick for the Pistons. But again, Justice Winslow. Just wait till you see one from Justice Winslow next year. I'm still harping on it. I'm still sour about them passing up on Justice. But okay, yeah, Stanley's playing great. He's playing fantastic. I want to bring up John Lucas III. I'm seeing here, this is breaking news, actually. This came through just about 11 minutes ago. The Pistons, speaking of guards on the Pistons, the team is still angling to re-sign point guard John Lucas III amid interest from the Orlando Magic, San Antonio Spurs, Dallas Mavericks, and Los Angeles Clippers. So that'll be interesting to see what happens with John Lucas III. They are very guard-heavy right now in the D. I want to shout out two players, two Spartans. Denzel Valentine, who is, among some of the final players to make that final roster for the United States team. And also, Ariel Powers, folks, with an overwhelming second-half performance. The World University Games team, led by Michigan State women's basketball player Ariel Powers, reached the semifinals with an 84-43 win over Hungary on Thursday. Now, with the win, Team USA remains undefeated overall with a 4-0 record. How about that? In Powers, she has been fantastic. She is actually right now, Isaac, averaging 14.3 points and 5 rebounds per game with this squad. She's really good.
Out. As great of a job as you've done this show, I've been biting my lip the whole time because you forgot somebody.
I did?
You did.
What did I forget?
Keith Appling.
Oh, he's Keith.
Outstanding in the summer league. 14.7 points per game. Got an article pulled up now that ranks him as the most likely undrafted player to make an NBA roster. He's been great. And this whole Magic White team, the Magic has two teams in this summer league since it's in Orlando. They're a Cinderella story. All of these players weren't drafted, haven't played in the NBA, and they're going to be in the Summer League Championship against the Grizzlies. That's right now. So tune in if you want to watch that and watch Keith Appling. Hopefully have another great game. Shout out to Keith Appling.
Yeah, Keith has been working his tail off, and maybe he'll be one of those stories that you say, all right, he wasn't that high when he came out of college. And he actually had a pretty good college career as well, especially looking at his senior year where he was playing out of his mind, and he goes down. He was never the same after that North Carolina game, when he went up and fell on his hip. He just was always, that injury was always in the back of his head. But he showed some flashes of greatness. He was actually one of the best players in the nation, if you ask me, when you look at those very, first few games to start that year. So congrats to Keith. I really hope that he works his way into an NBA lineup very, very soon. How about this comment, though? One of my the most interesting comments throughout the week here in the world of sports. Ohio State's Braxton Miller. Of course, he's endured two shoulder surgeries, missed the entire 2014 year, and really is right in the midst of a quarterback controversy because they got Cardale Jones over there, JT Barrett, and, of course, Braxton Miller, all now legitimate candidates to be a starting quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Right now, Miller is trying to, I guess you can say, privy his stock. Because he came out and just said, hey, I am the best athlete in college football right now. If any competition wants to come my way, I've just got to be smart about things and just stay looking forward. It's going to be very interesting to see when things really, get to the nitty-gritty right before the college football season starts and to see who is going to be behind center for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
No, I'd like to congratulate Braxton because he's the best athlete Ohio State has at the quarterback position. He's not the best quarterback. He does not deserve the job. That's JT Bear's job. In my opinion, I thought he did a better job than Cardale Jones, but I think the debate can go either way. But you can't not choose somebody who either led you to a national championship or won you one. You can't go with Braxton. You can't.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't know. It all depends on what goes down during those practice sessions. But Urban Meyer has a big decision to make, I'll tell you that. All right, well, thanks to all of you out there for tuning in to this week's Current Sports with me, Al Martin, right here on WKAR AM 870 East Lansing. As always, take care. Have one fantastic weekend. And be easy, people.